Simon & Schuster Audio presents Lead Bigger, The Transformative Power of Inclusion by Anne Chow. Read by the author.
To my parents, Dr. Ming Chuan and Joanne Zhaoju Chow, who showed me that bigger is always possible. Chapter 1, The Opportunity to Lead Bigger. One of the mementos from my career I'm proudest of is an old yellow mug with an expletive on it, gifted to me by a team who taught me a new way to lead. I rediscovered it as I was cleaning out my office after a 30-plus year corporate career at AT&T. The mug reminded me of an early but important experience that convinced me not to head down the well-worn, often micromanaged, or uninspired path of other leaders. I wanted to instead curate an approach with a wider, more human perspective, something I've since come to call leading bigger. Back in the day, if you wanted to climb the ladder at AT&T, you needed to prove yourself by leading a large team. My post was to manage a customer service organization of several hundred people across the United States, who were responsible for the clients purchasing our 1-800 toll-free number services. Until that point, I'd managed only a couple of staff members located in the same office. To say I was nervous would be an understatement. What did a 20-something know about supporting customers 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, as the head of a demanding, diverse team whose members were twice my age and far more experienced? I thankfully understood that, to start, I needed to listen to the people I was now responsible for. I met with many service representatives and technicians across locations who didn't hesitate to provide their unvarnished feedback. "You're just a young whippersnapper." They really called me that, even though this was the 1990s, not the 1890s. And, "You're only here to get your large team experience. Then you'll leave." And, "District managers like you come and go. We do the work, and managers haven't helped us improve anything at all." I expected straight talk, but I got more than I anticipated. Not that I could blame them. They expected a self-centered style of leader who came in and focused solely on the task at hand, prioritizing short-term results, treating them as expendable.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?